I believe that the Holy Spirit has something in store for each and every one of us, where we're at in our lives, and that pertains specifically to what we're doing in our life. Amen? So, Father God, let us open our ears and open our eyes to your word, Lord. Let this word be reign true in our lives, and let this word be for us today. And let this word be from you and not from me, but from you. In Jesus' name we said, amen. If you have your Bibles, let's go ahead and open up to the book of Job. Job. Amen. Say hallelujah when you get there. If you have your electronic device, it might go faster. Job chapter 28. Say hallelujah when you get there. Amen, hallelujah, praise the Lord. All that stuff, let's say it. And I titled it, if you write notes and you take notes and whatever, if you want to title this, I titled it, A Tale of Two. A Tale of Two. Job 28, verse 28. And we're going to start by reading a few scriptures and we're going to get into what we're talking about. Job 28, chapter 28, verse 28 says, and this is what he says to all humanity. Say, I am part of humanity. So that he's saying this to you. He says, the fear of the Lord is true wisdom, and to forsake evil is real understanding. Amen. Job here, it goes through a lot of stuff, and I'm not going to go on about that, but this particular scripture is going to lead us into what we're talking about. This plus two other scriptures from Proverbs, but it says here, the fear of the Lord is true wisdom. Keep that in mind, and let's turn to Proverbs chapter 1. Say amen, hallelujah, praise the Lord when you get there. Or say, I'm there. Proverbs chapter 1, verse 7. Proverbs chapter 1, verse 7 piggybacks on this Job scripture. It says, fear of the Lord is the foundation of true knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and discipline. How many of you here would like to have knowledge and wisdom and understanding? Well, Job says, and Proverbs says, fear of the Lord is the foundation of true wisdom and true knowledge. If we turn then in our Bibles to Proverbs chapter 9, Proverbs chapter 9, verse 10, again piggybacks off this same idea, and it says this in verse 10, fear of the Lord is the foundation of wisdom. Knowledge of the Holy One results in good judgment. How many of us here love to have good judgment, but sometimes struggle with good judgment? It says here that the fear of the Lord, then, is the foundation of wisdom, and knowledge of the Holy One results in good judgment. Amen. All through the Word that talks about fear of the Lord, fear of the Lord, and I believe sometimes we take it out of context, like, I'm scared of a God. I'm scared. God is so powerful. We get this idea of a fear of the Lord is like wrath. I'm scared he's going to fire brimstone and, you know, it's going to come at you. And it's because that's what I felt when I heard that term, fear the Lord. Fear the Lord. Why should I fear the Lord? He's supposed to be loving. But fearing the Lord in Greek and Hebrew doesn't mean fear as in wrath is going to come upon you. Fear of the Lord means that it means having honor and respect for God. Amen? How many of us here honor and respect God and all that he is? If we have that honor and respect in all that we do for all that he is, then we truly do have the fear of the Lord. And then we just read in those three scriptures, fear of the Lord is the foundation of understanding. And if you combine all those, fear of the Lord is the foundation for wisdom, understanding, the truth, knowledge, all of these things. But it has to begin with the foundation. And I say all that because the foundation has to come first. In a Christian life, if we focus on, we tend to have focuses on priorities, yes? How many of us have priorities? I'm not asking if they're messed up. I'm just asking if you have priorities, right? We have priorities, okay? You and God can be the judge if they're messed up, all right? I'm not going to step in and be the judge there. But in our Christian life, we focus on priorities and we try to do this juggling act. Yes, amen? All right. And we struggle sometimes. Maybe you're perfect. I struggle sometimes with these priorities. There's a lot of things that I would love to do. A lot of things I'd love to just forsake all other things and just do. I have this really big passion about building guitars now. I don't know why. But dang it, I'd love to just throw everything away and just do that all day. You know? And so we all have these priorities, and we struggle with this stuff. And we have to align ourselves with God's word. Amen? So this alignment, then, is the thing that we are striving for in the Christian life, is the alignment, to become aligned with what God is saying to us. Because we know from God's word that alignment with God will put us on the right path, and the right path leads to righteousness and all these things, right? And so, this is what we're talking about. The key theme of today's message is the starting point is to finding real wisdom, is the starting point is to lay the proper foundation. Fear of the Lord is the foundation, and that's honor and respect, and that leads to knowledge and all these other things, and it leads to what you do after you lay a foundation. The foundation and the ground that the foundation is on will then lead to the strength of the building being built upon that foundation. And with that being said, let's turn to Matthew, the book of Matthew. And I know some of you probably have heard this scripture. You can also read it in Luke. It's a different kind of take on it in either one, but it sounds the same, you know. We're going to go Matthew chapter 7. And we're going to read from verses 24. And we'll see, I think we're going to stop at 27. So Matthew 7, verse 24. It says, anyone who listens to my teaching and follows it is wise, like a person who builds a house on solid rock. It says, though the rain comes in torrents and the floodwaters rise and the winds beat against the house, it won't collapse because it is built on bedrock. Bedrock, speaking of the foundation that it's built upon. Verse 26 says, but anyone who hears my teaching and doesn't obey it is foolish, like a person who builds a house on sand. When the rains and floods come and the wind beat against the house, it will collapse with a mighty crash. And you can turn over to Luke chapter 6 if you'd like and read the same account. Let's do that. So you can see the harmony here that's going on within the Gospels. Chapter 6 of Luke in verse 46 through 49 says that, so why do you keep calling me Lord, Lord, when you don't do what I say? I will show you what it's like when something comes to me, listen to my teaching, and says, and then follows it. It's like a person building a house who digs deep and lays the foundation on solid rock. When the floodwaters rise and break against the house, it stands firm because it is well built. And verse 49 says, but anyone who hears and doesn't obey is like the person who builds a house without a foundation. When the flood sweeps down against the house, it will collapse into a heap of ruins. Building a house or any house, as some of you know or have been through, probably it takes a little bit of patience. If you've actually built your own house, you probably know it takes a little bit more patience. Nina and I have been in the housing market for a while, throwing around ideas of either buying an existing house or possibly building a house. And some people even have suggested that we actually build our own house. That's crazy. But blessings go to those of you who can build your own house. That's awesome. But anyway, both have their positives and their pros and cons, right? And if you've ever been through getting a house or trying to even rent a house or trying to do stuff, there is a process you have to go through. I mean, there's a process, I'm not just talking about the bank and all this other stuff. I'm talking about thinking about, do I want this property? Do I not want this property? How's it going to be? What's it going to do for me? How's this going to work? What's the functionality of this property? There's a lot of things that go into it. But either way, both have their process and they have their similarities and their differences. Buying an existing house means that you have to look at the cost. You have to look at the location. You have to look at the size of house. Does it need to be fixed up? Does there need to be repairs? What kind of extra cost is going to, what needs added? Or do you want to add rooms and add this? Or are you going to try and have animals? Are you going to try and have extra things? You know, these are all things you have to go into it. And the option of building a house, if you've done it, similarly, you have to look at the cost. Similarly, there's obviously a cost, but you also have to look at the land, the type of soil. And I didn't know a bunch of this stuff until we started looking into actually building a house or looking at a contractor and talking to contractors about what should I be looking for, this land and stuff like this. They say you look at the land, where it's at, where it's located. You want to look at the type of soil because you want to know what you're digging into. Roads. Are there roads to the place? Is there utility options? Do you have to put fencing up? And a bunch of other stuff that I never even thought of. Plumbing. You know, what kind of concrete are you going to use? What kind of wood? Or what are you going to put up? You know, all those other things you got to think about. And once you find the land, though, now you have to clear the land, right? Now you have to clear the land. And then you have to think about the foundation and how deep you're supposed to go and what the codes are in order to build a code-specific house. There's a lot of things that go into it. And if we don't look into the cost, if we don't look into the foundation and how that's supposed to be built, then we can run into some mistakes later on down the line. And I believe this scripture here that Jesus laid out for us talks about that and talks about how we are to build our Christian life similar to building a house, talking about a solid foundation, amen? And if you don't build on a solid foundation, then it only gets worse as you try to build up. Without a foundation or a sound foundation, then the house will not stand the test of time. What happens is that you lay an improper foundation. And what I've been reading about and what people have told me is that it just compounds the problem later on. Walls aren't square, cracks in the foundation, roofs and walls start to crack and roofs don't line up right, and then you're measuring for the roofing. If you're using metal roofing, it doesn't work out properly, then it gets wet. If you don't lay the rebar properly in the foundation and some rebar sticking out, then moisture can get in and rot all the rebar in your foundation and mess all your foundation up. I guess it can cause a lot of problems if you don't set the proper foundation. And with a lot of things being said then, what we're talking about here in the scripture in Matthew and in Luke is building on a solid, firm foundation first, and then the building will then be built and last and stand the test of time. Amen. Everything can get messed up in your life if there is not a proper foundation. Everything in your home that you're building, if there's not a proper foundation, will get messed up. Especially, let's say you go to those places that have tornadoes and hurricanes and whatnot. There are specific codes and materials that you're supposed to use in those places so it doesn't get messed up. And even if the house itself blows away, the foundation is still solid. You see? And this is where we get to talk about now building a Christian life. Let's turn to Matthew chapter 6. Let's go to verse 33. Chapter 6, verse 33. Say amen when you get there. It says, seek the kingdom of God above all else. And some scriptures says, seek the kingdom first. And mine says, seek the kingdom above all else and live righteously, and he will give you everything you need. What that tells me, if we go alongside this with Matthew 7 and the building of the foundation, very simply it says this: seek the kingdom first above all else. That's your foundation. Lay your foundation properly, and now all these things can be added on. Amen? To seek the kingdom first is to put God first in your life. Fill your thoughts with all of his desires. Take his character and make it your character. Amen? To serve and obey him in everything that you do, and to make sure that God or the foundation is your priority first. Amen. People, objects, goals, other desires all compete for our priorities. And that's what kind of gets us roughed up a little bit, because we don't set our foundation properly. And when our priorities take over God's foundation, then when storms come, it doesn't last because the foundation is improperly set. That's what we're talking about here today. To build on solid rock means hearing, responding, not being a phony or a superficial disciple. Practicing obedience becomes the solid foundation that will always stand the test of time. Winds may come, and the weathers of the storms of life may come and blow your roof off, take your car away, you lose a job. But if your solid foundation is proper, it doesn't sway you either way, to the right or to the left, because your foundation is proper, and you know that all you have to do is rebuild. All I got to do is put a new roof on. Not a problem. My solid foundation is in Christ Jesus. I will not be swayed to the left or to the right. All I have to do is rebuild up where I left off. But the foundation is already set. Amen. Amen. God is good. And in him, you can set your foundation. And not the winds of a hurricane and not the storms, the pounding of hail or whatever it is, can move you to the right or to the left. Amen. It cannot uproot your foundation, because your foundation is set. There is no rebar showing. There is no cracks. Your foundation is set on the proper rock, and it will not be broken. Amen? We have to set on the rock. The Tale of Two title comes because in this story, there's a contrast of two people. And you could put yourself as one of these two people, because I believe that Jesus was giving a comparison to show you, where do you belong? Where is your foundation? Is your foundation on the rock? Is your foundation on the sand? Because if your foundation is on the sand, this is what's going to happen. If your foundation is not on the rock, there are problems that can arise that will sway you to the left or to the right and get you off of the path that you're supposed to be on. Amen? The two men here, if you have that scripture in front of you, we're gonna go through this again. In verse 24, the second part of verse 24 says this: anyone who listens to my teaching and follows it is wise, like a person who builds on a house on a solid rock. The two men here share the same vision. They both want to build a house. You see that? There's two men here that both have the same vision of building a house. Okay? They want to build a house. Their dreams are the same. Their longings were the same. Their desires are the same. What makes these two men alike is that their view of the future was the same. They want to build a house. The concept of the house would be to build it in a way that it's worth living in, to build a house that is significant, to build a house that can handle things, and that's going to take you somewhere. And you can similarize this, if that's a word, I don't know. You can make this about you and say, this is my house. If we read in Scripture, it says, your body is the temple. And if we go back to Old Testament, the temple was the house of the Lord. Therefore, your house is here. So let's build this house then and build the house on a solid foundation. And so you could say that the concept of the house is that you can erect life here. You can build life in this. It is a life worth living, a life that is significant, and a life that is going somewhere. You can relate it to building a family. You can relate it to building a home. You can relate it to ministry. You can relate it to whatever it is you want to relate it to. But we can apply this to building something. Anything in your life can be built, but what will last if it's on a solid foundation? That's where it will last. If you're looking at marriage or looking at things like that, if you have a solid foundation, if we have a solid foundation of trusting in the Lord, following the Lord, then no matter what storms might come, those storms might hurt, but it won't break our foundation. Amen. If you want the life that Jesus has talked about, that God has talked about for you, then you need to build on a solid foundation. You want a life that you're proud of? You want a life that God is proud of? A life that is obedient to Him? A life that you can look back on and say, that was great. I did that perfect, so to speak. These two men here had the same vision, had the same wanting, the same thought of when they were trying to build this house. The second thing here that we want to point out here in the Scripture is that the two men listened to the same truth. You see that? It says, anyone listens to my teaching and follows it is wise. So these two men heard Jesus speak. These two different men heard the same truth from Jesus Christ. Amen? They had the same vision, and then you could say they both went to the same school. They both went to the same seminary. They both went to the same Bible school. They both heard Jesus talk. Amen? They went to the same classroom. They had the same professor. The word was communicated to them. Both men were listening to divine truth, and both men were committed to making themselves open to that truth. They were listening to His truth. Okay? They were available. They made themselves available for the Scripture to grab a hold of them. And here's what we see. These two men here have the same vision and are taught by the same person. The comparison here is that you have one hearing the same thing, here hearing the same thing, then how do we end up doing two different things? That was my thought. If I'm hearing the same thing and I'm hearing the same words, then why are we end up in two different places? And we're going to get there. They had the same instruction, the same instructor, and we're available to the divine truth. But here's something else. They faced the same storm. They faced very similar storms, and quite frankly, you could say they faced the same storm. If Jesus was talking to two people about building a house on sand, one on bedrock, and then the storms come, but Jesus talks about it being the same storm. Now, we all go through different things in life, but very similar. It tries to tear down your house. All right, you could say that these two men live in the same neighborhood because they were both affected by the same storm. The description of the storm is precise in both cases. It says, when the rains and the floods come and the winds beat against the house, both times, whether at the house on the rock, house in the sand, both times. So everybody here is affected by the negative realities of life. Could we say yes? We're affected by the negative realities of life. It might not be the same, but one thing is true. We get rained on. Amen? And the winds blow, and the floodwaters come up. Life is not always sunshine, and it's not always exciting. Life has its moments of tears and heartache. Amen? And we all share the same vision. We all want to build something. We all have similar training. We want to hear from the Lord. We have the same storms. We all face similar things. The problem here arises now that Jesus talks about two men having two different characters. It says here that anyone who listens to my teaching and follows it is wise. And go on, it says, anyone who doesn't listen to my teaching then is foolish. And this goes back to our Proverbs teaching that we talked about earlier in Proverbs 1, 7 and 9, 10, where it talks about, let's go there. Let's go back to Proverbs. Can we put that on the screen? Proverbs chapter 1, verse 7. It says, fear of the Lord is the foundation of true knowledge, but fools despise that. Let's go to chapter 9, verse 10. It says, fear of the Lord is the foundation of wisdom. Knowledge of the Holy One results in good judgment. So Jesus calls the first man wise, and he calls the second one a moron. I like the word moron rather than a fool. Only because nowadays kids call each other fools all the time. I hate that. So I like to call, you're a moron. The Greek word for foolish is moron. That's where we get that. If you didn't know, now you at least learned something today. All right, the Greek word for fool or foolish is moron. Or it's where we get our word moron from, I should say. One is viewed as, let's get back to what I'm talking about. One is viewed as wise, and one is viewed as foolish. So the one that's viewed as wise is a wise man who builds something, a wise man who gets spiritual training, and a wise man in the storm. The other is a foolish man who wants to build a building, a foolish man who exposes himself to divine truth, and a foolish man in the storm. So this is where we're getting back to Jesus talking about character, because these two men, whether wise or foolish, all did the same thing. They all had the same vision. They all were set underneath Jesus' teaching, and they all wanted to do something great. Wisdom, as we read, starts with honor and respect of God. Amen? And then it goes further then, and then the ability to take that divine truth and apply it to your life. So when somebody says a fear of God, they really mean honor, respect, and application. Applying it to your life. Because that would be the wise man. So then what's the difference in the foolish man? They want to build houses. They sit under the same teaching. They have honor and respect for God. But what happens? They don't apply what they've learned from under that teaching. So we all can have the same teaching. We all can do the same thing and have to sit here all Sunday, every Sunday. And then sometimes we ask ourselves, how come this person is getting this and I'm not getting nothing? How come they're seeing all the blessings and I'm not seeing any blessings? How come they're really wise in the Word and how come they're really knowledgeable in things and I'm not? Well, understand, fear of the Lord is the foundation that should bring about application. Then maybe something could happen. Amen? The fool in the Scripture is not necessarily the person who lacks information. It is the person who does little or nothing with the information received. That's what we're talking about. You understand? That's all we're talking about. Proverbs is full of fools who hear but do not respond. You could say Proverbs is full of really how to be a moron. How to be foolish. Forgive me. All right. So these two men are fundamentally different. Okay, in their fundamentals on the inside. They might look the same on the outside, but on the inside, it's two different people. You understand? And so they both had dreams, they both had training, they both had storms, but on the outside, they looked like Siamese twins. But in the description that Jesus gives, they are two different men. Two different, foundationally different men. Fundamentally different people. These two men had different foundations. These two men chose to build their foundation on two different things. Amen? The contrasted demonstration of the difference between these two men is all about the foundation. It's all about the foundation. It is said that the wise man builds his house on the rock, and it says the foolish man builds his house upon the sand. Both men had the same vision. Both men had the same dream. Both men had the same training. They had the same storms, but they did not have the same foundation. And so what we see then is because of the different foundations is why we understand the story to be as it is. The one with the solid foundation, when the storms come and the winds come and the floodwaters come, nothing bothers his foundation. But on the one who builds in the sand, maybe the priorities are different and builds the priorities on what everybody else thinks about them instead of what God told them they are. The priorities might be different, and so you build your house on sand, maybe because, oh, it's closer to the beach. It looks nice there. Everything is nice there. Everything is pretty there. Everything is easy there. Oh, it's easier to build a house on sand than it is to dig into bedrock and make a firm foundation. If that's the case, then we can understand why then Jesus says, when the rains come and the floods come and the winds beat on the house, it collapses with a mighty crash. The foolish man built the house for show. The foolish man built the outside to be all gleaming and nice and wonderful, but on the inside was flimsy and crumbly like sand. Whereas the wise man built his house from the inside out, from the foundation up. Which is why we see that the man who built a house on bedrock stood the test of time. A life, a ministry, a relationship that is improperly founded is like a tourist attraction. You go to Hollywood and you see some tourist attractions. You go to this place and that place and you see some cool things. But when it comes to erecting something that will last, it's only good for what's on the outside. The two men here experienced different results based upon what was on the inside of them. Your life is like a house. Build your house on solid foundation, not on sandy ground, but on rock. And who is the solid rock? I can only think of the song that our church, when I was growing up, used to sing this song. I don't even remember what the song is called, Mom. Can you tell me what it's called? Yeah, on the solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand. Right? I'm not a singer, but I don't know. But that's the only line I can remember. All other ground is sinking sand. So then the good ground is the rock ground. And who's the rock? Christ. Jesus Christ is our rock. We build a house on the solid ground, and all other ground is just sinking sand. So what is that other ground? What are your other priorities in life? That's the other ground. All other ground is sinking sand. Jesus is the solid rock I stand. Amen? Jesus is the solid rock in which we should stand and build our house, build our temple, build our house upon. Because then when the rains and the floods come and the winds beat against our house will not collapse, but our house will stand the test of time. Amen? Amen. That's good news that we have solid rock that we can build on. It's good news that we have land that we can build our house on. That land is called Jesus. Amen? Has anybody ever tried to build a house of cards? Like, you know what I'm talking about? You take a 52-card deck and you try to build a house of cards. It's pretty easy, right? Especially if you're on like one of those card tables that's not very sturdy, you know, and you just bump the table ever so slightly because your elbows are, you have two left arms. Sorry, Nina. Right? And you just bump it ever so slightly and it all falls. And you're like, oh, I had to try again. And you get to like second level and third level and you're like, oh, I can get it. I just got a couple more. And then a dog runs by and hits the table and everything falls. Why does it fall? In most cases, because your foundation that you have it on is not solid. Life can be like that house of cards. The fool's life crumbles. Amen? Most people don't deliberately seek out a foolish life, right? Take these two people, for example, that we talked about in the scripture. They had the same dreams. We can say that they went to church. They sat under Jesus' teachings, right? But what happened? They go through the same storms in life. So what happens? Fundamentally, the one that built the house on solid rock took in the teaching, had honor and respect for the Lord, took in what they were taught, and applied it to their life, whereas the other one maybe just let it go in and out. Didn't apply it to their life, and then when the rains come and the storms come and the winds blow, their house crumbles. Their life crumbles. Many people don't search out for that. Oh, you know what? I want my house to crumble. I want my life to be horrible. I want bad things to happen to me. I want this to happen to me. How many of us say that? Nobody. Right? Nobody says that. So then what happens? Fundamentally, on the inside, we're not taking in what is being taught to us by the Word and applying it to our life and making serious application. I'm sure the second guy who built his house on the sand, on not the solid rock, you know, still built a house. Right? Still had the same dreams, It's not the same, I want this, I want this, I want this, except he didn't have the fundamental on the inside of Jesus Christ being the rock. And so he didn't apply what he learned, still tried to do things, but when things came at him, it couldn't stand. Why would people build a house without a foundation? Why would anybody build a life without the foundation of Jesus Christ? Well, either they don't know, which that means that that's our job to tell them. Or maybe to save time. I don't have enough time in my day. Maybe to avoid the hard work that goes along with becoming a follower of Christ. You know, sometimes I wish that, you know, you turn on the TV and sometimes you hear some of these televangelists say that everything's going to be, you know, peaches and cream when you come to Christ. I wish sometimes it was like that. But it's not. That's not real life. Real life is hard. Life is tough. And if you don't have a solid foundation, that's when we fall. That's when we crumble. Jesus Christ offers that solid foundation so that when life does throw its storms at you, you don't crumble, but you stand. And you stand firmly. Amen. You know, perhaps these people that don't build their house on a foundation, maybe they want to join their friends that already have settled areas in the sandy areas. All my friends are over there. I'm going to go build over there. Maybe they haven't heard that a violent storm could be coming. And so they're, I got time. I got time. They don't think that disaster is going to happen to them. For whatever reason, not building your house on a solid foundation is going to end up on the wrong side of where you want to be. Amen? Everybody in this room is building a spiritual house. Amen? You are, I am, we're all building a spiritual house. Every day we attach boards. Every day we're putting up drywall. Every day we're putting in nails and screws. And every day we are adding rooms and doing this and doing that. Every day we are trying to improve our house. Amen? Regardless of what you do to the house, you are building it. Okay? But what matters most is the foundation in which you are building it upon. The walls don't matter if the foundation is not right. The roof isn't going to close all the way if your foundation is incorrect. What matters most is the foundation. And today, be sure that you're building that foundation upon the solid rock, Jesus Christ. Amen? Amen. Let's stand up to our feet. I just want you to close your eyes and kind of be where you're at. And close your eyes. Let's close our eyes. Let's everybody just close your eyes. You don't have to look around. If you've realized today that you have been building your house on the wrong foundation, it's not too late. You can change that today. You can come to Jesus and have him be your solid foundation. He will save you. He'll get you start the building on the right foundation. And do not ignore that calling that he's putting on your heart right now to change the foundation into a solid foundation. Speak to him right now. Right, as you're there, just call out to him, Lord, 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 be my foundation. Be my foundation, Lord. Be my foundation. Be my foundation. Thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. Let's just start thanking him right now. Just say with your own voice, thank you, Jesus, for being my foundation. Thank you, Jesus, that I have built my house upon the rock that stands. And I have not built my house on sinking sand. And I am not building my house on sinking sand. There is a storm coming, people. And your house is in the path. So when the storm comes, we will know this day, today, you will know today, this day, that Jesus Christ is your solid foundation. And when that storm comes, whether it's whatever it is, lost job, relationships broken, that the foundation is solid and you can rebuild upon that foundation. Amen. The storm is coming. Your house is in the path. Is your house on solid foundation? Today we can make this choice to change the foundation. To be your house be built on the foundation of the Word of God. If that be you, right where you're at, lift your hands. Lift your hands to heaven and receive the heavenly concrete for your foundation. Amen. Say, I receive your foundation, Jesus. I apply it to my life. I receive. Say, I receive it, Jesus. And I apply it to my life. You're my foundation. Say, Jesus, you're my foundation. Say it out loud. Jesus, you are my foundation. Jesus, you are my foundation. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, that we can stand firmly on you and call you our solid rock and our foundation in which we can stand when the storms come. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Your foundation is set. Your rebar has been put in. The Heavenly Father has laid your foundation in Jesus Christ, our Lord. All other ground, all other priorities are just sinking sand. Your foundation is solid in Jesus Christ. Say, my foundation is solid in Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. I pray that you all have a blessed week, a strong week, and if storms come your way, stand on the foundation. Amen? Stand on the foundation. Stand on that foundation, Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Amen. Have a blessed week. I love you. We'll see you on Wednesday. We do have youth group tonight, so if you're ages 12 to whatever, you can show up at 5 o'clock. If you have, we have Spanish service tonight at 3, or Saturday at 3. Make sure you're here on Wednesday at 6:30 for the truth about truth. And remember that Christ is your foundation. Amen. God bless you.